President Ronald Reagan had a vision of the United States and what she should be, a shining city on a hill. President John F. Kennedy said the same thing. Both were quoting John Winthrop, an early colonist and Puritan more than 300 years before, who saw their Massachusetts Bay Colony as a call to be a light to the nations. The idea is that as a nation, we are a positive example to the rest of the world, that we are a beacon of light to help other peoples navigate their way to freedom and in their pursuit of happiness. They are all quoting our text from Matthew this morning, from the Sermon on the Mount. "You are the light of the world," Jesus says. "A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and gives light to all in the house." In the same way, he says, "Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." This is a message for us, the people of God, from every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. In John's Gospel, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world," which the choir sang just moments ago. Jesus is the light who comes from heaven. He scatters the darkness of sin, evil, and death through his life, death, and resurrection for us. He brings the brightness of hope and joy into our lives, the splendor of forgiveness and the assurance of eternal life. But here Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." You and I are the light and radiance of God's glory. What a tremendous privilege. What a tremendous responsibility. You and I are the brightness of Christ that brings the brilliance of the good news of Jesus Christ to the nations, because his light has conquered the darkness of our sin. As Christ builds his church on earth, as he gathers us together to be a family of faith, he wants us to be an example to the unbelieving world, no matter where they're from. He wants Christians to lead the way by how we love God, by how we love one another, and by how we love our neighbor, to be his light. That means the world is watching. People are paying attention to us. Jesus has put us on notice that our behavior as God's people is being monitored day by day. We have an audience at all times. They are looking to us for a reason to believe. Or to put it in a more, even more frightening way, if that's not frightening enough, they are looking for a reason not to believe. Every time there is a scandal in the church, we provide another reason for people not to come to the church. Right away, Jesus anticipates the complication here, that it is not as easy as it sounds to be the light of Christ. It is a challenge. There will be obstacles in the way. And often we ourselves are our own worst enemy, an obstacle to this light. Jesus calls believers to fulfill our calling to be light to the world. When we fail to accept or love one another, even with all our differences, we add to the cynicism in the world. "See," they'll say, "they're not any different. They cannot overcome their differences any more than we can." When we backstab, when we exploit others just as much, when we are just as greedy, when we gossip just as much, when we're just as competitive against one another, we are putting a huge bushel basket over the lamp of God's kingdom and his light. 50 years ago, Martin Luther King Jr., the civil rights leader, lamented the fact that on Sunday morning, we have the most segregated groups of people during the week in our churches. Jesus reminds us here that the Lord's Day should not be the day when we are divided, but when we are united. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, Jesus says, if you have love for one another. Sadly, things have changed very little in the last 50 years, it seems. That the world knows more about what we Christians do not like and what we're against than what we're for. That is negativity. That is not light. That is darkness. Our lack of love for one another, our failure to do good to those around us, will prevent God's light from shining, sadly. Jesus says that when that happens, it really is a bad joke. It's absurd. It's just as foolish as lighting a lamp and putting a bushel basket over it, he says. It's as ridiculous as flipping on the switch for the lamp in your home and then getting one of those thick garbage bags and putting it around it. Or turning on the headlights on your car and spray painting over the glass. Don't be foolish, Jesus says. Don't be silly. Let your light shine. When they see positivity, when they experience and they witness the love of God manifested in our lives, when they see true reconciliation between those who are very different, even who were once enemies, they will glorify God. They'll give him the credit, not us. We do not shine to earn God's love. We shine because of it. This year we celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. And one of the common representations of the Reformation on Luther's day was a hand removing a bushel basket from a candle atop a Bible. When people hear the good news of Jesus Christ so clearly through our words and our lives, and when they heard in Luther's day about safe and free communities of faith, did you know that people traveled from all over the world to go to Germany to witness it for themselves? They were looking for that light and that hope and that beacon for the world. And so it is in Jesus' vision for us as the body of Christ. People are watching. We hope that they will say this. There's something different about those followers of Jesus. They will say, look at how they have come together. Of every tribe, nation, tongue, and people, look at how they forgive their enemies and pray for them and accept people with such diverse backgrounds. Look at how they believe in one another, no matter how dark their past might be. With all of the pain, grief, and sin and death, no matter how dark one's soul has sunken, the light of Christ always overcomes. Dear believer, it's that light that shines on you and me. It's that light that shines through you and me. You and I illuminate the world with God's love. We manifest the glory of God. We reveal what is too often hidden from the kingdom of God to God's people and the world around us. Our light and love will be the fuel to ignite faith and action and hope for the world to believe. We are entrusted with showing why the death and resurrection of Jesus is still so relevant today. We are the light of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.